beer. All right, so let's crank this thing up. Tonight's game brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. By Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. By Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. By Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. By attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. By the Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. By the Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. By Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo renters, and business insurance. By the Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. By the Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. And by the Daily Item and itemlive.com, the Daily Item serving the North Shore since 1877. Well, here we go. We do have high school hockey tonight after we just saw the exciting conclusion to the Lincoln-Sudbury-North Reading game, where Lincoln-Sudbury pulled it out in overtime. 57 seconds into overtime, Lincoln-Sudbury won by a score of 5-4, and they go on to play the winner of our game tonight, Tewksbury versus Gloucester. And coach, the ice has resurfaced. Got a quick turnover. We're not going to have time to go to the coaches tonight. Not much of a crowd here at the moment. The place was packed for the first game.
Yeah, well, one of the things, I think the Gloucester crowd will be a little tardy simply because of the traffic that they'll encounter.
What traffic?
Yuck.
What did it take us, an hour and 15 minutes?
Coming down 128, but more specifically heading up Route 3 to Route 29 to the Chelmsford Forum. This should be a very good game. If it matches the intensity of the last one, North Reading led 2-1 after the first period. It was tied going into the third period. Lincoln-Sudbury coming back with a couple of big goals. A hat trick by Eric Holden, their senior forward, who assisted on the winning goal. On that goal, he went behind the net. Three men went to cover him, and that allowed number 26 Duffy to slide out into the slot. And Holden got a pass out to him, and he just whipped it high to the right shoulder side of the goalie to beat him for the game win. As you said, less than a minute into the overtime. But it was back and forth with multiple chances for both teams, especially throughout the third period. And they just kept trading goals, and the overtime decided it very quickly. We can only hope to have the same kind of intensity here tonight. You got to believe we will. The Fishermen coming in, the number six seed. The Tewksbury coming, the Redmen coming in at the number three seed. Both teams are capable. Both teams like to score goals. They're capable of great defense. So it'll be interesting to see which one predominates for each side.
Well, the interesting scores, Tewksbury has beaten some real heavyweights. They've beaten Haverhill 5-2 earlier this year. They clobbered North Andover. The Gloucester won 4-1 the other night in their opening game of the tournament. They beat North Andover earlier in the season 6-1. They also beat Chelmsford on their way to their 14-5-2 record. So they've beaten some heavyweights. In fact, they beat North Andover twice this year. They beat Haverhill twice this year. They beat Lincoln-Sudbury, the winner of the earlier game. So this is no slouch team. Gloucester is in for probably the biggest test that it has had all year long. The Fishermen, on the other hand, have a pretty stellar record themselves at 13-5-3. They've scored 84 goals, allowed 48. They've scored right at 4.0 goals per game, and they've given up a little bit more than 2 goals per game. Meanwhile, Tewksbury is really, really stingy on defense. They've only allowed 29 goals in their 21 games this season.
Yeah, both teams can, as you mentioned, Rick, find the net as you get 84 and 73. Interesting to note, in their conference play, both only had one defeat. And, of course, Gloucester was early on. Gloucester was 9. Lincoln-Sudbury is Tewksbury. I'll get it right yet. 9-1 in their conference, and Gloucester was 7-1-1. So both teams very, very solid in the divisions and coming out on top and dominating play. And these are two teams that again, are coming in very, very confident. First round wins for Gloucester. And again, you want to establish yourself in that first game to prove that your record isn't a fluke, to prove you belong here. And certainly the Redmen, they've been here numerous times in the past, as has Gloucester.
They have been Gloucester's nemesis in many, many different sports.
Yes.
And I love their new high school. It's just gorgeous. Tewksbury has the New York Rangers uniforms on with the red helmets. They've got red, white, and blue with the Redmen lettering from top right-hand shoulder down to the left hip. Gloucester, meanwhile, I'm not sure I've seen this uniform this year. I don't know why, but they're all red. They've got their red jerseys on. And it's going to be a little bit harder to pick out their numerals because, what are they, black on red?
back on red, but they're very large with a white trim.
They are large. And
shouldn't be too hard, even with my bad eyes.
We have a great vantage point here at the Chelmsford/Bill Ricka Forum. But again, I'm a little surprised at the lack of turnout. Maybe later on there'll be more people here. Gloucester student student body, as usual, has turned out, and I'm told that the school administration will be here supporting the team. And there should be a good turnout on the near side. We're on the Tewksbury side, actually, and they've got a large contingent of
players. Yeah, they're a little bit nearer, easy for them to get here. They know all the back roads.
Well, I did talk with Tewksbury coach Derek Daugherty before the game. They like to play four lines. They will use three lines, to be sure. Their starting line of Mark Gorman, Ryan Sheehan, and Dario Reparo up front. The only senior, junior, is Ryan Sheehan. The rest are seniors. And then in their starting defense also, Stellar, Brett Morris, and Ryan Morris. In goal tonight will be Christopher Raymond. That's their starting lineup. And, of course, we'll go through the players as the evening progresses. Gloucester, Tim, they've been playing, in my opinion, I've seen them probably five or six times this year. And every time I see them, they're playing better. And they certainly put it all together against North Andover on Monday night with that 4-1 score, played very well. And they're playing discipline hockey, so they need to play that discipline hockey, stay out of the penalty box.
Yeah, that seemed to be their bugaboo when in the game that they lost this season, and talking to the local writers, talking to some of the players, and talking to Coach Lyons during the course of the season, they got a little bit lax. They broke down in the discipline, which again leads to breakdowns in your defense, which allows scoring opportunities for the other team. And certainly, you don't need to put any extra pressure on your goalie in the course of the game. And, you know, it's the Bill Belichick philosophy. You got to do your job. And if you do your job, then, you know, you should be successful. And again, given the scoring talent that they have on both offense and defense, because they're getting point production out of the D line as well, that's a successful formula. So they just have to maintain their discipline.
Tewksbury is warming up down to our right. Gloucester warming up down to our left. Tewksbury will dress 22 players tonight. And just looking from here, we don't have the vitals on the roster, but they got some big guys. They've got some big kids a la Peabody. And we'll see how that turns out. Now, Gloucester, on the other hand, is not big. I don't think they have anybody who's really big. They're strong on their skates, and they're pretty quick. But I'm impressed with the size of Tewksbury from way up
remember
here.
Remember the 98 Gloucester team?
No.
We did that when we did the game for Boston Garden.
That was 06 or 07. We weren't broadcasting in 98 from here. I was at WESX at that time. You're thinking of Daryl Sepler and that crew and Mario Orlando? That would be 98.
I'm thinking that, the Rusty Tucker, Dana Muse, all those guys, Adam Orlando. Maybe I just went to that tournament game.
Yeah. We did 07 with Tom Soller and that group.
That team there had size,
Eric Schlichty,
speed, power. I mean, it was one of the best teams I've ever seen. I mean, and they just marched through people that year. You had Rusty Tucker, who got drafted and went to University of Maine as a pitcher, big left-hander, and he played the power point. He played the point on the power play, and for him to let loose, I mean, everybody in the stands ducked.
I don't think they had PowerPoint back then.
The point. That's what I was saying. I corrected myself.
I know you did.
You know.
Well, Coach, it's good to have you here. This should be fun tonight. But again,
it's good to be back.
We've had some big crowds this season, and again, that first game tonight, North Reading, Lincoln, Sudbury, this place was packed, and there are stands all the way around the rink, three sides of the rink. As you come into the rink, it's tight quarters. But on the far side, there's a whole bunch of bleachers, and then on each side of the rink, there are bleachers. Gloucester will be in the bench on our far side, Lincoln Sudbury. See, now I'm doing it. Tewksbury will be on the near side, and we're just about ready to go. As both teams have finished their warm-ups, the buzzer sounds. I don't know if we're going to do the national anthem or get started right away. So we'll hold it right here. We'll take a break between periods and get our terrific sponsors in. But again, tonight's game, they're going to do these starting lineups, and we will have the national anthem. So we'll take a quick break and come right back with the start of tonight's D2 quarterfinal game between Gloucester and Tewksbury. So stay with us. We'll be back.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to rotarydreams.org.
Let's play some hockey. We're ready to go. And good evening once again. I'm Rick Moore along with Tim Kearns, Bill Poprosky, our producer and engineer. Bill Newell over at Woburn covering games over there. He'll be tweeting out all night and hopefully texting over here to Tim so he can update us on the scores. But right now, it is Gloucester versus Tewksbury. Fisherman will be defending the goal down to our left. Noah Poliski in net for the Fisherman. Christopher Raymond in net down to our right for the Tewksbury Redmen. We are just about ready to go. Ryan Sheehan out at center with his left wing, Mark Gorman, and Dario Raparo. On defense, Brett Morris, Ryan Morris for Tewksbury. Gloucester will start up front with Eddie Mahoney right wing, Liam Lyons at center, Robbie Horn on left wing. Okay, well, you know, you can say that. All right, and the faceoff is controlled by Tewksbury, and they're very quickly into the zone. Left wing, Mark Gorman trying to center. It goes around, chases over to Dario Raparo. Back to Gorman, centering pass right away. Alex Enos is right there for Gloucester, but it's covered up by Noah Poliski. So an immediate pressure by the Tewksbury Redmen. First line of Sheehan, Gorman, and Raparo.
Well, quick score from Bill New. You're no longer mentioned, and Bill's on it. 1-1, Masco versus Boston Latin at the end of the first period.
Back to the left point, teed up by Morris through a screen block. Score right over the net. Gorman was set up 6 feet away, and he slapped it over the net. So all Tewksbury in the first 30 seconds of this game. And Enix gets hammered, knocked off the puck. Gorman with it in the Gloucester zone. Helped out by Raparo. Raparo and Gorman controlling it. Gorman has it, still with it, behind the cage. Drops it back out to the left point. Morris through a screen. Again, it's deflected up over the net. Left wing side, it goes over to Lucas Harris, and he finally gets it out of the zone, icing on Gloucester. So that first line, doing some damage, at least mentally, to Gloucester. They're keeping it in the zone all Tewksbury in the first minute.
Yeah, sometimes you want to get a jump on the opposition. You put a lot of big pressure on, get them back on their heels, so to speak, Rick, and see if you can pop that first one in, make them make some more defensive lapses.
Dominic Ranieri with it, gets it over to Colarusso. Richard Colarusso for Tewksbury. Gloucester will get it out of the zone, and then they're dumped, and here comes Tewksbury right back with a two-on-three. In turn, Stephen Hamill is knocked down. Gets it to Gloucester's defense, Sam Poliski. Gets it around to John Mondello. Can't get it out of the zone. Gloucester breaks it out with a two-on-one. Right wing side. And a centering pass goes over to the left to Chris Noyes. He can't collect it. Costanzo helping out. Now Robbie Horn behind the cage for Gloucester. They're trying to put some pressure on. And it's taken away rather easily by Ryan Flynn, defenseman for Tewksbury. Gets it out of the zone as he squirts it ahead to Hamill. Goes on the left wing feed to Ranieri. Across the line, he's got a winger with him. Tries to get it through Kent. Blocked at the line by Poliski. Turn around by Hamill, trying to center at Kent. And Gloucester will clear it. Icing on Gloucester again. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Gloucester missed a great opportunity, Rick. 2-on-1. The puck just jumped over the stick of Noyes. He just couldn't bring it down and handle it. And by the time a shot was able to put on that, it was coming from a bad angle and easily deflected away.
No score. We played almost 2 minutes, Tewksbury and Gloucester, but Tewksbury with the zone advantage heavily in the Gloucester zone. Puck is knocked out of the rink off the faceoff, so we'll do it again to the left of Poliski. Really hard for me to pick up the Gloucester numbers at the moment. First line back out there for Gloucester, and I believe they're counted by the third line, they are, of Tewksbury. William Giussullo, Colby Pierce, Tommy Craig out there for the Redmen, and Coach Doherty likes to go with at least three lines, sometimes four. Tommy Craig will track it down. Poliski around left side over to Lucas Harris. Intercepted by Pierce in the Gloucester zone. Drops it down. Alexinas getting lined up by Craig. And Craig centers it into the skate of Poliski. Gets it over the left wing side. Gloucester gets it out of the zone. Here comes Liam Lyons. He's got Mahoney with him. Shot goes wide. Couldn't quite connect with Mahoney. Kept in at the right point by Enos. Misfires. And here comes Tewksbury right back out of the zone. Craig, Tommy Craig on the left wing side. Redmen need a change, so they'll change up as he dumps it in. Enos gets it from Eric Chalmers. Back to Chalmers. Knocks it down. Goes out to center ice. Ryan Morris fell down, but he came up with a puck right in front of the Gloucester bench, and it's cleared back into the zone by Tewksbury, and we have an offside.
What I remind our listeners that you can follow.
Actually, it's icing. Sorry.
You can follow the Masco game on Twitter as Bill Newell is updating the situation. Masco against Boston Latin from Woburn as the action continues there.
Face-off to the right of Christopher Raymond. Gloucester wins the face-off. Slapped around the boards, and it's going to be collected by Ranieri. Loses it, though, as Sal Costanzo is tracking down Jonathan Fowler. Fowler gets it ahead, right wing side, gets it right back off the boards into the Gloucester zone. Heads to the net, shoots, and it's a save by Poliski, and he pounces on the puck and covers up the rebound.
Nice opportunity there for Tewksbury coming down, going down the far side. Again, solid shot on that. Poliski holding his corner of the net. I'm already in baseball mode. The puck popped out, but he was quick on his feet. He's done an excellent job for Gloucester this year, Rick.
Jonathan Fowler with a terrific rush. Stole the puck out of the zone, picked up the pass by himself, and then cruised in for the shot. Testing shot on Poliski. Right now, it's that first line for Tewksbury out there. Gorman gets it over to Rapaua, right wing corner. And Chalmers loses it to Gorman. Drops it back to the left point. Teed up by Morris. Nope. Drops it back down left corner to Gorman. Gorman back out to the left point. Over to the right point. This looks like a power play. Slap shot from the right side by Ryan Morris. A junior goes wide. Behind the cage, Sheehan has it. Drops it in the circle left. Deflection goes just wide as Gorman couldn't put it home. Gorman from short range. It's a firing range right now just for Tewksbury. They're just blasting away. Behind the cage, Mark Gorman. Loses it to Alex Enos. Puts the brakes on. Goes behind the goal. Still with it. Enos looking to make a pass. Can't make a connection. And this will be another icing. Gloucester very frustrated trying to get out of their own zone.
You know, they've given the puck away to Tewksbury a couple of times here, Rick. And they've been lucky not to have paid the price for it. At the same time, they are taking a lot of shots. A lot of them are wide of the net. It is putting pressure on the Gloucester defense. But at the same time, Gloucester is remaining pretty disciplined in creating breakups like we got one right here now.
All right, ahead to Robbie Horn. He's broken up easily by Ryan Morris. Takes the puck away, gets it over to Fowler again. And it's cleared out of the zone. Actually, it's Luke Sorette out there. Gets it into the Gloucester end. And it's hacked at, goes into the Gloucester bench. So another stop, a lot of stops here early on. No rhythm at all for Gloucester. Tewksbury with the pressure.
But Gloucester has been able to make several breaks out of their own zone by playing good, strong forechecking game here. And have had a couple of good scoring opportunities.
Costanzo wins the faceoff for Gloucester, gets it to the Tewksbury line. Slapped back by Fowler and taken back by Sam Poliski. Backhands it into the zone. Fowler takes it in the Tewksbury zone. Bounces it off the boards to Colby Pierce. Leads the rush. Flips it into the end left corner for Tewksbury in the Gloucester zone. Fowler checks Chalmers, knocks him backwards and comes up with a puck, but now Costanzo steals it. He is across the Tewksbury line. 1-on-4. Terrific back checking by William Giasullo. And he clears it all the way down Gloucester end. Chalmers will pick it up just before it gets to the goal line. And he fires it into an empty corner. Nobody there. Dangerous pass. Tewksbury trying to capitalize on it. But Mahoney is able to clear it out of the zone. At center ice, Tewksbury clears it into the Gloucester end. We've played 5 minutes, and it seems like it's a lot longer than that. This rink is decidedly tilted that way. And that's the tilted toward the left where Gloucester's defending.
Yeah, no, Pulisic did the goalie did a great job there, Rick. When you go into a rink that you're not really familiar with, the puck coming off of the boards behind the goal, you've got to sort of learn really early how the angles are going to be played. And you've got to be aware of that puck coming about you straight back out in front of you.
Dario Rapallo wins the faceoff for Tewksbury. Comes out, though, to center ice. Picked up by Lyons. His shot is blocked and by DePauro. And it goes behind the cage. Lyons with it. Still trying to make a play. Backhand pass, but no. He's being denied by Ryan Morris. And it goes out to the right side to Sheehan. Ryan Sheehan can't get it out of the zone. Picked up by Brett Morris for Tewksbury. Over to Ryan Morris. Gets it out of the zone. Looking for a pass up to Dario Rapallo. Rapallo clears it into the zone, forcing Mahoney back to collect it. Gets it over to Enos. Deflected out to center ice. Ryan Morris.
You're getting caught in a line change here, Rick.
Morris clears it into the Gloucester end. Chalmers will be the first man down there for it. And he is bothered by two Redmen. They come away with a puck. Gorman with it. Centering pass. Looking for Ranieri. And right out in front. Puck is just knocked away back to center point, and it's deflected wide. Morris with a great chance, blocked out in front, and it's cleared out to center ice. No icing. Goes all the way down into the Tewksbury end. Around the boards it goes. Ryan Morris out of the zone. Catches Poliski off balance into the Gloucester end. First man back is Dominic Ranieri. Around the boards, Colarusso. Back to the point, left point, Ryan Flynn. And Tewksbury playing everybody. Three sets of defensemen, three lines. That will take its toll eventually. Or could, I should say. All right, a lot of players. One, two, three, four, five on the boards. Right wing side in the Gloucester zone, the Tewksbury offensive zone. Who is it with it? 22 is Lyons. And he's got it back on defense. Look out, turnaround shot goes just wide. Bad pass, turnover. And it was Ryan Morris with the shot. Couldn't quite put it home. We'll check it was Ranieri. Tewksbury, another shot on goal. Loose puck bounces behind the cage. Gloucester cannot get it out of the zone. And they finally ice it. Wow.
Yeah, Poliski had that shot in his glove, Rick, but as he spun around outside of the cage, Tewksbury player came by, bumped into him, jarred it loose. Potentially dangerous situation for the fishermen. They've got to do a better job of finding the gaps, make shorter passes, get in, and work their way down the ice.
Tewksbury controlling from the outset. We played half the first period already, and it's all Tewksbury. I don't think Gloucester has a shot on goal yet. Right out of the zone, the Redmen come again. The puck is chipped back in, stolen by Noyes. Here he goes. He shoots. Great save. Rebound. Score. Gloucester. Derek Hopkins with Chris Noyes stealing it in the Tewksbury end, and Hopkins finished it off. He's a freshman.
Well, that's what you got to do. You got to finish your opportunities, Rick. And on that particular play, Hopkins picked up the rebound and threw it into the near corner of the net. Gloucester 1-0. 7:30 remaining in the first period. That's a big, big confidence builder Quick exactly. Lobster right now. After the way that, you know, they've withstood the pressure of Tewksbury this first half of the period, and they've had numerous opportunities, numerous shots, some big saves by Noah Poliski, some big checking by the fishermen, and that time it paid off. They broke it up, broke in on 2-on-1, and scored the opening goal.
I'm trying to see if there was another assist. Exactly halfway through the first period, Gloucester goes out on top after being pummeled and manhandled by Tewksbury. But a turnover in the Tewksbury defensive zone by the Redmen, and Noyes and Hopkins capitalize. It's 1-0 Gloucester. And let's see if that picks the fisherman up. Hard check by one of the Gloucester players on the Tewksbury captain. And that captain is number 18, Dario Raparo. Lyons has it, looking for a feed, left wing side. Shot goes wide by Hopkins, I believe it is. Let me see if it's, no, it's number 14, not 4, and that would have been Lucas Harris. First line out there. Jonathan Fowler has it for Tewksbury. Long pass deflected into the zone, off the stick of Ryan Sheehan. Alex Enos bumps into the boards, gets the puck back after giving it over to Chalmers, and he's blocked up tight on a defensive play by Colarusso, doing some tremendous forechecking. Gloucester not able to get it out of the zone. Bad pass. Teed up by the Redmen. Ryan Flynn blasts it from the corner. Goes out to the left point. And Gloucester gets it out of the zone finally. Robbie Horn can't come up with it. Nice back checking by Colarusso. And he turns it around. Gets it to the Ranieri across the line. Taken off the play by Costanzo. Out in front of his net. Gets it over to left wing. Off the stick of Noyes. Cruising across the line is Costanzo. And he is knocked down by Fowler. Controlled by the Redmen get it right back. Colarusso slides it on the right wing side. Nice pass. Gorman with it. It's offside. It is offside. Stephen Hamill was the guy offside. 5:57 left to go. First period. Only scored the game so far. Derek Hopkins for Gloucester at 7:30. Big crowd for Tewksbury. Decent crowd for Gloucester. Filling up maybe a third of the stands on the far side. But the student body, great turnout.
Well, the student body is growing in population there, Rick. Again, I said it might be a slow-growing crowd for Gloucester, and that has been the case so far.
Face off to the left of Raymond in the Gloucester zone, or Tewksbury zone, rather. Chalmers at the top of the circle gets knocked down. We could have a two-on-one breakout. No, Chalmers fights to keep it in, does a good job. Brett Morris fires it into the netting behind the cage for Tewksbury. Lyons comes up with it, drops it back to the left point. Chalmers over to Enos, center point, slides it through, looking for a centering pass, blocked away, kicked to the sideboards. Enos slide, oh, drops it through, on the doorstep, loose puck, Mahoney can't come up with it. Costanzo knocked down, and it's cleared out of the zone, finally with a two-on-two for Tewksbury. Blocked on the shot, off the stick of Raparo, Gloucester brings it right back. Cruising down the left wing side is Costanzo, and goes around the boards. Gets it right back, left wing corner. Drops it back to Chalmers, left point. Cruising, drops it over to Enos, right point. Back to Chalmers, left point. He goes to the top of circle, slap shot. Goes just wide. Lyons centering pass to Costanzo on the doorstep. He gets blocked at the last second. Back to the point, Enos. Now Gloucester putting some heat on. Chalmers slides it through for Costanzo. Shoot, scores! He slid it over to Mahoney, who put it home. Mahoney gets the second Gloucester goal. It's 2-0 Gloucester.
You know, Rick, I was going to make the comment. Gloucester has been really patient and organized on this power play. Tewksbury was able to take it out of the zone one time. Gloucester brought it right back in.
I wish somebody had told me it was a power play. I didn't know that.
They passed it. They kept passing it around. They kept looking for the open man. They kept working it in. And boy, did it pay off that time. Two men in on the goaltender. And Hopkins, not Hopkins, but...
Mahoney scored.
Mahoney, I'm sorry.
But Costanzo set it up.
Yeah, but Costanzo, great job setting up basically a wide-open far side for Mahoney to tap it in. 2-0 Gloucester. And again, I think this is surprising a lot of people, except the guy sitting across on the fisherman bench.
Just the one assist to Costanzo, 2-0 Gloucester. I didn't know it was a power play. Didn't even see it, missed it. Jojo into things I am. Long slap shot from the right side by Stephen Hamill of Tewksbury. Goes wide. Noyes bounces it off the backboards. Gets it over to Derek Hopkins, who has a goal tonight. 4:22 left in the first period. Knocked down by Chalmers, who buries Hamill. and Hamill comes right back with his shoulder up and runs right into a Gloucester play. I don't see who it is, and it's cleared around the boards. Boy, sticks up high. I don't know. There's another check up high, and a lot of shoulders getting up high, Coach.
They're trying to do right now is they're trying to intimidate Gloucester because they've fallen behind. They're trying to take some of the steam out of them. But I think that's not going to stop them right now. What Gloucester has to do is stand up to all those hits, land a few of their own.
Fowler fires it wide. It's in the Gloucester zone. Tewksbury picking up the pressure once again, and the fishermen ice it.
Yeah, we're going to do a line change here.
Well, pretty amazing that it's a 2-0 lead for Gloucester with Tewksbury applying all the pressure, but Gloucester very opportunistic.
Well, opportunistic on that first goal. Again, they forechecked up high. They got the 2-1. They get the 2-on-1, and then in the power play.
Oh, turnaround shot. Right. Terrific shot in the slot by Steven Johnson. Fourth line center out there, saved by Poliski. Sorry to interrupt, Coach.
That's all right. Great save, though, Poliski. Flashed the right pad. Little sloppy here at center ice, giving the puck back to Tewksbury.
It's a good thing Tewksbury overskated the puck. It would have been 3-on-1 at the line.
Yeah, three guys overskated, and they're all together. Was lucked out.
Good thing for Gloucester, bad for Tewksbury. Lucas Harris can't get it around the boards. Redmen keeping it in, looking to tie to get back in the... Well, they're in the game, but to score, they're down by 2. Oh, deflected out in front. My goodness, Gorman with a deflection, and Poliski makes the save.
Yeah, and a great play by... I'm trying to see the defenseman down there. Enos, who again cleared that puck away from the slot.
Ryan Morris with a long bouncing shot in, stick save along the ice by Poliski over in the right wing zone. Centering pass, stick to side. My word! All Tewksbury once again. Sheehan centering pass, looking for DePauro, goes wide left wing corner. Back at the left point, blocked by Enos, goes into the right wing corner. Shot from Morris. Was deflected by Enos. Look out, turnaround, stuff shot. There's open net score. Tewksbury comes right back.
Gloucester has been really poor, Rick, behind the net, getting the puck around to the wings. That time, big defensive breakdown. They didn't move it out effectively. It popped out in front of the net. Poliski made the first save, but he was down on the ice and couldn't get up in time to stop the second shot. Basically, an open net. Goal for Tewksbury that gets them right back in this game. Again, Gloucester has to tighten up behind that net.
See if we can get the goal, Coach. I don't know who got it. So Tewksbury has... All right, it's Gorman. Gorman.
Winery with the goal, Rick.
I thought he said 19. Who'd they give it to? Gorman, they announced.
20. So they're giving it to Morris?
Ranieri with the goal.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right, so.
We got Mass Live standing next to us here.
Ranieri gets the goal.
Dominic Ranieri's goal.
All right, Dominic Ranieri gets it. And we're down to 1:43 left, 2-1 now. Gloucester leading with Tewksbury on the board. And there's a centering pass, and it's sticked aside in the Gloucester zone, right out in front. Tewksbury again with the territory advantage. Down to 1:29 left. John Mondello clears it in finally. Gloucester trying to put some pressure on. Weak shot. Loose puck. Rebound. Oh, and it's blasted by Lyons. A check it by Mahoney. And a great save right into the midsection of Christopher Raymond. Gloucester with a big chance again. Lyons. Huge collision in the left wing corner between Lyons and the big guy Fowler, and Fowler's got a head over Lyons.
And Lyons won the battle.
Back to the point. Right side kept in by Mondello. Fired around to the left side. Kicked at. Look out. He could have a 2-on-1. And it's cleared to the sideboards. Goes into the Gloucester zone. 48 seconds left. 2-1 Gloucester with Dominic Ranieri getting the goal for Tewksbury. As the first period is closing down, Gloucester with it. Mondello off the boards, back to Fowler for Tewksbury, off the glass, looking for Hamill. Mondello, though, gets it through a maze of players, and it's collected by Colarusso into the Gloucester end, back out to center. Long shot from center ice, and Poliski has to hang on.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was going in the area of the front of the net, but he slid away just to make sure nothing dangerous was going to come out of that particular play. Again, Gloucester has made numerous opportunities for themselves, Rick, but they've given Tewksbury way too many chances with poor passes, weak passes behind the net, trying to start a rush. It's like they're anticipating somebody being behind them to one side or the other, and the person isn't there.
Maybe it's a little jitters. 10 seconds left to go in the period. 2-1, Gloucester leading. But Tewksbury with the advantage. Gloucester breaks it out. And Noyes tries to center it looking for Costanzo. Goes into the left wing corner with 3 seconds left. And that should take care of it. And it does. So a spirited first period. Some jousting after the whistle. And cooler heads prevail, as they say. And we'll take a break. So after one from the Chelmsford Forum, it is Gloucester 2 and Tewksbury 1. We'll be back.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Well, it is 2-1, Gloucester after one, but I don't know how that score is as it is, because Tewksbury had a vast territorial edge. They were all over Gloucester in that first period, but a couple of chances for Gloucester, and they capitalized. Fisherman broke out on top at 7:30 of the first period with Derek Hopkins scoring. Christopher Noyes the assist, and a beautiful play, and then another nice play on a power play at 10:10. It was Sal Costanzo set up Mahoney right in at the doorstep, just outside the crease, and he popped it home. And the Tewksbury goaltender, Christopher Raymond, had no chance. 2-0 at that point. But then it was Dominic Ranieri with just a bunch of shots down in the Gloucester end and rebounds. And Ranieri put it home, the assist to Gorman. And that's Mark Gorman. And that came at 12:36. And that's where we stand after one. It is Gloucester 2 and Tewksbury 1.
Well, you know, Gloucester had made opportunities for themselves with some good high forechecking in their own zone, and they broke out 2-on-1 on several opportunities. Their most sustained attack was, of course, during the power play, that they passed the puck really well, brought it around the net, put it back out to the point several times. Again, they kept working it in closer, and then they finally had that basically 2-on-1 right in front of the goaltender, and they managed to pop it by for that 2-0 lead. Tewksbury, a lot of pressure, but again, throwing a lot of shots at the net, but not in the first half of the period, putting a lot of shots on Pulisky. Second half of that period, they were much more accurate putting the puck on that, and there was a very acrobatic and good saves by Pulisky. Very, very quick on his feet. You see him in the hallways, and you wouldn't think of him as that really flexible kid. But boy, I'll tell you, I've heard great things about him as a goalie, and he's still got another year to go. He's only a junior for Gloucester, so you know, if he continues to develop, he could be, you know, a really outstanding goalie in the league.
Well,
and he was an all-star this year, but he could take it to another level next year.
We found out a secret about Gloucester's power play on Monday night. Turns out that a guy named Ben Smith, you ever heard of Ben Smith?
I've heard whispers of him in Gloucester.
Turns out a former Olympic gold medal winning hockey coach is helping the fishermen on their power play. And the power play looks very different than it did earlier in the season. It's very patient, a lot of passing, and I don't know that they... I think they scored one power play goal on Monday night, and they got one here tonight. But Gloucester needs to spring it out of the zone, or Tewksbury is going to... They're going to wear him down. Tewksbury, very good, rolling out four lines, three sets of defensemen at least, and they look bigger, they look more physical, and... I think Gloucester is very fortunate to have the 2-1 lead.
Yeah, well, what you saw Tewksbury do at the very beginning of the first period, Rick, is they came out skating very hard, not overly physical. Once Gloucester got that 2-goal lead, all of a sudden they really looked like, as you said, bury those shoulders into the fishermen, drive them into the boards, put them on the ice, and, again, take some of the steam out of them, make them a little achy. And that piles up later in the game when you start to stiffen up from some of those hits. And that may have an impact, as you say, as the game wears on. Gloucester's got to continue to skate. What I thought of what they need to do is, and we used to comment all the time about it when we did Denver's games, is how short and fast they get out of the zone when they simply, you know, it was basically pitch and putt. It was pass cut, all the way out of their zone very quickly, into the middle, because that's the way it was, pass cut. Now, for emphasis, they can't see it, but, you know, you're still standing. And they went right down the ice. And it's passing the puck, and as you're coming up, the next man skates to the open area between you and the defender, and there goes the puck. And then you're skating. You know, it's like the weave in basketball. We used to practice the three-man weave. Pass to the man, cut behind it. Pass. And you just kept cutting down. And it's so quick, the defense is continually spinning, trying to catch up to the puck, and that's where you spring your man loose.
They've got
to do something like that.
My Hockey Live is here tonight. They're broadcasting live. They've got the live video and terrific website. I mean, I stole a bunch of the stuff from them today in terms of statistics.
Rick, I've just been handed a bill.
My Hockey Live,
from
oh, really?
Their website for the material
okay.
that you lifted.
Okay. So they're doing it. We are between periods one and two. First goal again scored by Gloucester. First two goals by Gloucester, Derek Hopkins and Eddie Mahoney. And then it was Dominic Ranieri answering for Tewksbury as we start the second period. And I haven't seen Gloucester get pushed around this year like they have been tonight. Linfield has a big team. Peabody has a big team. And Gloucester gave it as good as they got. But tonight, Gloucester is getting knocked off the puck, and you don't see that very often.
I'm not going to agree with that. I think they've been hit plenty. I think they've laid some hits. They've been sloppy with the puck.
Well, that's because they're getting hit.
No, no, it's almost unforced errors that I'm seeing. And you know, Tewksbury is putting on a lot of pressure. But I don't think it's anything that Gloucester hasn't seen and that they can't react to. As you said, was it jitters? Well, maybe. You know, for some of these kids, it's the first time in the tournament. You know, big game. First time getting to the second round of the tournament, and what you know, and when you get to the second round, you start thinking of, well, boy, if we win tonight, we get to the third round. But you can't be thinking of the next round. You've got to play in the moment, because that's what's going to dictate what your future is going to be. And I think Gloucester, they gave up one. Settle yourselves down. Play a bit more. You were getting sloppy around the net in those last couple of minutes. There were a couple of great passes in front of Poliski where the tip-ins were just missed. That could have been sure goals. There was a defender on the skater coming into the net that sort of rode him off a little bit that allowed the pass to go right across the crease. Poliski's made some really, again, as I said, acrobatic saves. He's pushed the puck away. He's covered it up when he felt it was necessary. He's playing really steady out there. And if the defense can just eliminate some of that sloppiness right around the back of the net that's given Tewksbury these extra opportunities, I think they can take this game.
Looking at a tweet from Marblehead Baseball, who liked the fact that Gloucester was leading 2-0 after or in the first period. Baseball will be coming up here pretty soon. We'll have our coverage, but right now it's...
And I have to apologize. I won't be part of it this year. I was planning on being part of it.
Yeah, and so was Matt.
Yeah, Mr. Roy went west, at least west in the state. And I'm going back behind the bench and joining Gloucester Baseball Varsity Coach Brian Lafarta's staff. I'll be running the freshman team for him.
Big game tonight, too, for the Northeastern Conference besides this one. That's Marblehead and Winthrop, two great coaches, two great schools with great traditions. And year after year after year, Marblehead and Winthrop are at the top of the league, at the top of the heap in hockey and other sports as well. But in particular in hockey, Coach Dunbar of Winthrop and Coach Jackson of Marblehead, I wish them both well, Coach, and nice to see that someone will get to the next round from the Northeastern Conference no matter what. So that's good. That game is at 8 o'clock. Bill, I think, will be there for that one. He'll be tweeting, and he'll have some information for us up on the website later on tonight. Exciting times as Tewksbury is just about ready to come back onto the ice. Gloucester leading by a score of 2-1. And again, not a giant crowd, although, boy, the student body is really filling in on that far side for Gloucester.
Yeah, it's more than twice what it was when the game first started, Rick. So.
And a really good representation for Tewksbury on this side. Well, here we go. Tewksbury coming back onto the ice, getting ready for the second period. And let's see if Gloucester can change that territorial advantage for Tewksbury a little bit. You keep peppering away at Poliski, and especially with those rebounds. Gloucester also needing to clear away the rebounds, but they're leading 2-1 at this point.
You know, it's strange. Poliski went to the goal to our right, and the Tewksbury kids are skating around this end of the rink, and the Tewksbury goalie is in his net, and the Gloucester kids are skating around.
Well, they got confused. It's a new rink, and both teams went to the wrong place. It is funny, because Poliski's down there all by himself with 22 Tewksbury Redmen in on him. Man, that'll elicit some nightmares.
That just didn't look right.
No. Haven't seen that before. All right, now they're getting right back to the right side.
Well, so. you know, and it's funny because Noah come out and immediately he leaves the team out.
Yep.
And he comes out and takes a left. And everybody else took a right.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's not indicative of anything. We're ready to go. Both teams starting the second period. Poliski down to our right, Christopher Raymond to our left. And here we go. First lines out there once again for each team. And Gloucester wins the faceoff. Right away, it's Chalmers off the boards. Harris is clobbered by Morris at center ice. And it's gone into the Gloucester zone. Enos loses it. Gets it, it's kept in. Now Enos gets it back. Backhands it ahead. Trying to get it to Liam, check it to Eddie Mahoney. Too far ahead. And Brett Morris will retreat for Tewksbury. Out of the zone. Puck comes and Chalmers has it left side in his own zone. Gets it back from an Enos pass. And up ahead, left wing side, too far ahead for Lyons. Long shot from center ice by Morris. Slid along the ice and the save is made by Christopher Raymond. Enos can't get out of the zone. Hemmed in. That's very unusual. But he clears it. This will be icing.
See, that's where that Danvers game of coming up, a skater from the other side cuts in the middle, you make the pass, you go around, and again, you basically, in little chunks, work your way up the ice, and in a couple of passes, you're in the offensive zone. Gloucester's trying to head me in the puck up with the defenseman, and Tewksbury's doing a great job of forechecking.
Well, Enos is the captain back there. He's the quarterback, and he's the main man getting it out of the zone more often than not. Back to the right point. Tewksbury fires. It is Flynn blocked by Noyes, and it's a breakaway for Gloucester. Right wing side, the shot, save by Raymond. And Tewksbury comes right back the other way, trying to get there. It was Robbie Horn with the shot. He had to shoot it from about 30 feet out, and it was a relatively easy save for Raymond. Tewksbury brings it right back into the Gloucester end. Horn tries to check the puck, can't get it. Fowler has it, sends it down low, centering pass, and it goes to the side of the net. Look out here, Ranieri with it. Knocked to the sideboards, and that line still fighting for the puck. Jonathan Fowler down deep now. He's in the left wing corner, centering pass, and it goes in on Poliski. He pounces on it.
Yeah, he wasn't taking any chances. The puck was floating around way too much. Again, as I talked about, that the fisherman allowed to happen, and he just decided to take control, stop the action, get organized, and get another shot at getting it out of their zone.
And this face-off is won by Liam Lyons. And Alex Enos, it's Lyons busting out of the zone. No, it's Enos. Enos down the slot, knocked off the puck and knocked down. But it's picked up by Mahoney. Long shot looking for the far side, goes wide. And actually it was Lyons with a shot. Mahoney gets it on the other side. 23 and 22, and sometimes they hide that second numeral. Enos back at center ice, tipped into the Gloucester zone. Taken by Ryan Morris. Gets it, loses it though. Mahoney shoots it in on goal. No rebound as Harris was right there on the doorstep.
Again, they start, they have these moments that look really good. They're getting opportunities. They're getting pressure on the goalie. And then it just seems to break down a little bit.
Face off to the right of Raymond in the Tewksbury end. Kept in by Chalmers at the left point. Bounces, a weird bounce right out in front. And it's cleared to the sideboards by Tewksbury. Look out, other side. Oh, a shot and a save. Wrist shot and glove save in that order. Shot was off the stick of, who was that, number 10?
Jonathan Verrill.
Yeah, Jonathan Verrill.
That was a super wrist shot. Low and high to the far corner. And Polisky just flashed out the leather and grabbed that puck.
And that's Tewksbury's fourth line. Center point shot up high by Flynn over the Gloucester cage. Comes to the end boards. Backhander around by DePauw. And Mondello can't get it. Centering pass. Polisky clears it over to the sideboards. It's all Tewksbury once again. Fowler passes it up ahead. Shot over the cage. Right wing side. Flynn closing. Goal line. Centering pass. Knocked away by the Fisherman's defense. Can't get it out though. Mondello trying to, he loses it. Over to Gorman, left wing side. Robbie Horn with it. Flips it off to the boards. And Mondello is getting up very slowly. Shot goes through, deflected out in front, saved by Polisky. Gorman was right there, gets it back, circle left. All Tewksbury at the moment. Fowler down to the right to Flynn, circle shot. Looking for the short side, and a glove save by Polisky.
I don't know, he found that puck because I lost it. It got up in the air, in between players, and Noah just stood there stoically, flashed the glove out again, pulled that puck in and held it for the whistle. Again, intense pressure by Tewksbury, but Gloucester just doing enough to keep them out of the goal.
11:44 left to go, second period, 2-1 Gloucester. And the Fisherman will break it out. It is Lyons busting across the line. He's got Harris with him. Trailer is Mahoney. Backhander. Good save by Raymond along the ice. Shot from the right side. Doesn't get through. Mahoney chips it. Goes off out of the rink. The faceoff will be outside the Gloucester zone. 11:29 left to go. Second period. Gloucester 2. Tewksbury 1. Derek Hopkins, Eddie Mahoney for Gloucester. Dominic Ranieri for Tewksbury. All in the first period. Ryan Morris controls it. Gets it ahead to Stephen Hamill. Back to Morris. Closing. He's circle centering pass. And it's chipped at and hacked at by Colarusso. But Alex Enos was right there to defend.
Spotted Gloucester Athletic Director Kim Patience across the way.
Faceoff will be to the right of Polisky. Dominic Ranieri, who has the goal, facing off against Lyons. Lyons wins it. Gloucester brings it out of the zone with a 2-on-2. And just a short pass by Mahoney is intercepted by the Tewksbury Redmen. Hamill gets it over to Colarusso, trying to get it back to Hamill. Turn around by Gloucester, and it just comes out of the zone. Brett Morris, one of the captains out there, tracking the puck down in the Gloucester end. Bad pass right out in front, but Enos gets it out of the zone, fortunately for Gloucester. Lyons, too far ahead, just goes off his stick, and the puck comes back to center. Still at center ice. Gloucester picks it up. Robbie Horn against Morris. Horn closes, shoots. Oh, a shoulder save. That was a sneaky shot by Horn, and Raymond had to make a good save on that one. It was labeled far corner. Puck is in the left wing corner. Hopkins fighting for it. Christopher Noyes, rather. Loses it, though, and this one will be iced by Tewksbury for the first time tonight.
Again, Gloucester just missing us on some passes. A player late skating up or not there. The puck is there, but a Tewksbury defenseman able to swoop in, or a back checker able to swoop in and take the puck. Nobody on the weak side on the backside to pick up a rebound on some good offensive plays.
After two, it's Mascanoma 2 and Boston Latin 2. Centering pass. Oh, score for Gloucester. Christopher Noyes. I don't know who centered it, but Noyes was all alone out in front. It's 3-1 Gloucester.
That was a pretty goal coming out of that corner. Roy just tapped it into the far side of the net. Again, Gloucester, opportunistic, given the opportunity in front of the net, they're putting it home.
I don't know who made that pass from behind the cage. We'll see if we can get the assist, coach. But boy, put it right on the stick of Noyes. Open net, blasted at home. 3-1 Gloucester. Goal comes at 4:52 of the second. Face off at center. And Lions wins this one again. All right, Costanzo and Horn. It was Costanzo who set him up. So Costanzo and Horn get the assist. And the faceoff is outside the Gloucester zone. Gloucester wins the faceoff, and they'll clear it into the Tewksbury end. No icing as Jonathan Fowler will go get it. Goes behind his cage, threads the needle. Uh-oh, this will be on goal. No, it's icing. Icing on Tewksbury, second in a row. So Tewksbury might be a little bit out of their element at the moment. A little bit out of sync is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, they've had outstanding season. The number three seed. I don't think they found themselves down 3-1 many times during this particular season. And as much as you take the sting out of the team you're playing with a lot of big hits, you expend a lot of energy doing that. You know, and rushing up the ice and
shot. Oh, it hits the post as Reparo skating around all by himself, nobody touching him. There's a big hit at center ice, and Lions levels Fowler.
They're making it a point to go after Liam Lyons, and I'll tell you, that's the second time that they tried to throw the shoulder at the Lions, and it's the second time he's put a Redman on the ice.
That's happened all season long. Bigger, much bigger players go after Lyons, who's 145 pounds, and he's about 5'8".
You know, they are learning,
and he wins it.
They are learning that he is one solid player.
You might
want to just check him and not spend so much time trying to knock him down.
Well, he's got a low center of gravity. As Gloucester clears it in on net from center ice, from their own side of the red line, Brett Morris has it for
good pressure. Good pressure.
There's a steal, trying to stuff it on the turnaround, but can't do it. Back to the point, Chalmers over the right side to Enos. Oh, it's off his stick. He slaps it toward the net, deflected by Horn, goes wide into the right wing corner, Morris. And Tewksbury can't get it out. They do. Up ahead it goes, right wing side, Colarusso. He shoots from long range into the chest of Poliski, loses it and jumps on it and holds on. Man, I'll tell you what, Colarusso sneaked through on that one and put a tester in on Poliski. Richard Colarusso, a sophomore wing for Tewksbury. Now the faceoff will be to the right of the Gloucester goaltender. And who wins this one? Nobody's still fighting for it. Tommy Craig out there in the third line for Tewksbury. And they've made some noise, has this third and fourth line for the Redmen. 8:36 left to go in the middle frame. Gloucester leading 3-1. Mahoney with it, drops it back to Mondello, gets it over to Sam Poliski. Deflects it ahead to Eddie Mahoney. First man down, he chases in after his own puck, and he tries to center it, can't, comes around to the right side. Harris drops it back to the right point. Mondello slides it all the way back in around the goal. Jonathan Fowler has it for the Redmen, but it's blocked by Liam Lyons, and Fowler comes up with it again. But Lyons has it, takes it away, and he's smashed again and takes the Tewksbury player down and stolen by Mahoney. Lyons goes after it, right wing side. He knows he's going to be hit. And he knocks down the guy who's going to hit him, Ryan Flynn. Oh, my goodness. Back to the point. Sends it diagonally, left wing corner. Fowler is going to ice this one. Nope, it's going to be. Oh, no. Poliski could have played it. He should have played it. Has to go back into his own zone. Liam Lyons, what a show. Left wing side. Costanzo flying after it, loses it, comes back the other way, right back into the Gloucester end. Horn has it, slides it over the right wing side. Mondello gets it to Costanzo. He's lined up, but he is able to make the play, stolen by the Redmen across the Gloucester line. And who is it? Back checking is Costanzo right in front of his own goal. Oh my. Costanzo gets it from Fowler across the Tewksbury line. going down the right wing side, circle, and he's poke checked off the play very nicely. Who was that by number 13 on your program? That is Stephen Johnson. But it's still in the Tewksbury end. So Gloucester playing a little bit with more enthusiasm here, should we say, in the second period. 3-1, they're leading. Alex Enos winding up in his own zone. Open wing, left side, too far ahead for Lions. Taken away the other way by the Redmen. Brett Morris leads the attack. Reparo crashed into the boards, loses it, flipped out to center ice, and goes back into the Tewksbury end as Chalmers got it out of the zone. Chalmers keeps it in. Nope. Hops over his stick, comes back out to center. Alex Enos at his own line, back to Chalmers. Left side, slides it over to the right side to Enos. Standing, looking, trying to make a play with Mahoney. Can't do it. Lyons deflects it in. Ryan Morris goes behind his own cage, fires it up on the right wing side to Ryan Sheehan. First line out there now for Tewksbury. Left wing pass over to Gorman. He picks it up, heads to the left wing corner, gets it by Enos, goes in the right wing corner. Chalmers sends it around, but it's stolen at the point by Ryan Morris, keeps it in. Robbie Horn will track it down. He is hit hard by Gorman, and Gorman takes the puck away. Horn fighting Gorman for the puck, gets some help from Lyons, and drops it back to Enos, who gets it out of the zone. 5:42 left to go, second period. Horn is crunched along his own line. Costanzo puts the brakes on, slides it in the right wing corner for Christopher Noyes. He's bumped off the play easily by Ryan Morris. Comes, well, it's cleared out of the zone, and this is icing against Tewksbury. 5:28 left to go, second period. Gloucester leading 3-1.
You know, for all the bumping and grinding and pushing and shoving and hitting that Tewksbury's doing, they haven't slowed the fishermen down. They just keep coming back for more, and they're giving it as good as they're getting. And again, a lot of time Tewksbury's running around in the Gloucester zone. They're chasing the puck, not getting anything really on Pulisky right now.
Well, you mentioned sloppiness in the first period for Gloucester, and I think that has dissipated quite a bit. However, here comes Tewksbury on the rush. It's Ranieri, and he is blocked by Gloucester. Who was that? It was Mondello. Goes into the right-wing corner, and Pulisky gets it to Mondello. Softly up ahead, it goes to the right-wing side, and it comes back to Fowler at the left point. Threads the needle, shows it up, shoots it up over the glass, and it's picked up, number three, by Jared Morris. Third line out there for Gloucester. They don't get a lot of ice time. They got some right now. Morris can't pick it up at center. Taken by Ryan Flynn of Tewksbury, and he just sends it right back into the Gloucester end. Pulisky avoids a check, gets it over on the left wing side to Ethan Brennan, but he loses it. Pulisky has to fight for the puck down low as Hamill is trying to center it, but it's taken away by Morris. In the centering pass, look out here, here's a shot up over the glass. Great opportunity for Flynn. Another centering pass, loops puck. It bounces up over the cage. Oh, great chance for Tewksbury there. Now it's in the left wing corner. Tewksbury's feeling it now. They've got it. And it is Hamill in the left wing corner. Top of the circle, slides it through, deflected wide. Ranieri couldn't get a stick on it. Hamill all alone. Somebody lost a stick. And Gloucester can't clear it. As a big hit on Hopkins again with a stick up high. Kept into the zone. Closing is Ranieri. Over the stick, he goes right to the net. And it's on the goal line. Loose puck cleared out to center. No, it's cleared out to the line. Kept in. Oh, Tewksbury here. Right wing shot. Look out. Blast. Deflected. And it goes. Oh, we got a penalty coming up on Gloucester. So it's a shot through a screen. Pad save by Pulisky. And there's the call. Holding or checking interference on Gloucester.
So Gloucester gets interference. And all the high sticking and cross-checking that's going on from the Redmen haven't been called at all tonight, so I don't know. You got to let them play. And that was just a big scrum in front of the net, and everybody was making an effort to try to get to the puck. I'm not sure that was actually called for myself.
11:20.
So Boston Land has gone ahead 3-2 on Masco, 49 seconds into the third period.
Penalty is on Jared Morris for Gloucester. So here we go. Brett Morris for Tewksbury. Centering pass, block. From the point, shot goes wide as Fowler teed it up. Gloucester clears it out to center. Brett Morris with it. Slides it ahead. Gorman. Top of the circle, right side. Drops it back to Ryan Sheehan. He goes to goal line extended right corner. Drops it back to the point. Morris, slap shot, goes wide. Reparo tracks down the rebound. Drops it back, goes over left wing side to Morris. Centering pass, and Reparo misfires. and Gloucester can't get it out. Fowler with it. 53 seconds still to go in the man advantage for Tewksbury. It's a firing gallery. Shot from long range. Pad saved by Poliski off Fowler. Fowler again, and he misfires. Gloucester will bring it out. Here comes Enos flying out of the zone by himself. Enos with the puck. He loses it now. You don't want him caught up ice in this situation. Drops it back to Chalmers. Chalmers is going to tee it up. He shoots it into the left wing corner. Gloucester still with 29 seconds left to kill in this penalty. Now it's controlled by the Redmen. They'll get it out of the zone. Gorman is knocked down. Rapallo avoids the check, gets it over to Gorman. Gorman right down the slot. Blistering shot and a glove save by Poliski. Centering pass goes behind the cage. Wow. How did Rapallo miss that one? Mercy. And it's cleared out of the zone. 3 seconds, 2 seconds left in the man advantage. And Gloucester has the puck now in the Tewksbury end. 2 minutes left to go in the period. Redmen control. Fowler with it. Trying to get it out of the zone. Gets it over to Colarusso. He slides it ahead to Ranieri, who's been all over the ice. Ranieri is knocked down. And no penalty. Harris got away with one there. But it's icing against Gloucester.
Oh, they were both going for the. They were both going for the puck on that one. Oh, they were holding on to each other, dancing together.
Okay, Tommy.
Poliski is a little gassed from the intensity of the action. He was just standing up, elbows up on the top of the cage, and I could see him heaving, trying to get some air into those lungs.
1:42 left to go, and it's in the second period, 3-1 Gloucester. So they weathered the storm on the man advantage, 3-on-1. And a centering pass doesn't get through. Good defensive play by Morris. Comes back the other way. And here's a right wing feed. Look out. Hamill has a clear shot to the net. And he misfires. And he's knocked down. No, he runs into his own player. Two Tewksbury Redmen are down. Now they get back up. How did he miss that one? Oh, man, what a chance by Hamill. Lucas Harris right back the other way. Ryan Morris in the Gloucester end fighting Harris. Harris centering pass. Nobody there but Redmen. And they'll get it out of the zone. Coming down the right wing side. And a shot is made by Colby Pierce. It's blocked. Goes up. And actually it goes into the glove of Poliski. He just came out and gloved it.
One of the things I just noticed, Rick, is the coach Lyons of the Fishermen is keeping his two defensemen rather high in the zone. He's even keeping them just outside the blue line. He doesn't want that offensive firepower. Tewksbury breaking out one-on-none and getting a fast break on him. He's playing a little bit conservative on the offense to make sure he's got the defense set up the way he wants it.
Gloucester gets the puck out of the zone, but it's cleared right back in by the big guy, Jonathan Fowler. Fisherman can't come up with it. They finally do, and it's still in the zone. Taken away. Here we go. Sheehan has it. Circle right. Shoots. Flashing the pad out as Poliski makes the save, goes into the corner, and I guess it goes out of the rink.
You know, I see Noah in the hallways all the time. It's goal. And he is such a low-key kid. And I think that really serves him well here, Rick, serving as the goaltender. You don't want to be a really, you know, edgy kind of individual. He's very calm. He doesn't flop all over the place. He reads the play well. He reacts quickly, but he doesn't, you know, overreact.
Rapallo with two shots off the faceoff. Costanza will bring it out of the zone. Right wing side, he's on the first line now with Mahoney and Lyons. Cleared out of the zone by the Redmen. Across the line comes Morris. Brett Morris with it leading the attack. Loses it, but comes up with it behind the cage. And Gloucester's fighting for the puck. I can't see the number. Comes back out to the line. Fowler lines up Liam Lyons, and Lyons saw it. And that ends the period. Gloucester with the only goal of the period and the only penalty of the period. As Christopher Noyes scored at 4:52, and after two, it is Gloucester 3 and Tewksbury 1. We will be back with more in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
All right, we're back between periods at the Chelmsford Forum. I'm Rick Moore along with Tim Kearns, and we're pleased to be introducing Paul McNamara to our halftime show here, our between periods show, Paul, of My Hockey Live. Paul, how are you?
I'm great, Rick. We're watching a great game here, and, you know, before we even get into it, I've been on your site, and it's great what you guys do for high school hockey and high school sports on the North Shore. It's terrific.
Well, I mean, thank you, Paul. The feeling is mutual. You guys do a spectacular job with your statistics and all the rosters. And tell us about what you're doing here with the live video streaming, because we do live video streaming, but we're not allowed to do it, but you guys are.
Well, you know, there are words for deals with the
don't
whatever,
say it, don't say it.
In this case, the MIAA, as a lot of people know, have made an arrangement. They've got a contract, I think it's 5 years, with a group called NFSH or NFHS, or National Federation of High School Sports. I think it's NFHS. And they're a group that works around the country and contracts with the local sports authorities, if you will. And, of course, the MIAA owns everything in Massachusetts. So they made a deal with them so that the NFHS is responsible for putting on all the championship rounds of every sport. So they had all the football playoffs in all the divisions. And for hockey, for a couple of years now, they've owned that last day, the Sunday, when the six right. games are in the Garden. And last year they extended that so that they ran all the Super 8 games as well. And we covered a lot of games the last 2 years. You know, we'd be at Stoneham. We covered Beverly's great run a couple of years ago. And, you know, we like to get out and do things grassroots. But one of the problems is we have to cover our costs, and we're constantly calling the schools and saying, you know, if we can get $100 from each school, we'll do a My Hockey Live broadcast. Cybercast is the technical word. It's not really a broadcast, as you guys know. But this year we offered our services. There's a regional guy who covers nine states, a guy named Don Boyle, who actually is a North Shore guy.
Yeah, he's a former colleague of mine, yeah.
And So anyway, Don has worked with the NFHS, and he's worked with the MIAA, and the guy that runs My Hockey Live is Mark Igo, who he prints the program every year, and he's worked with the MIAA. So our relationship has gotten closer with those guys, and we actually did a live online show last Saturday from the selection meetings at Franklin, and that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of the directors in, and some of the coaches came in, and we had individual teams will make deals with us for the season. Malden Catholic's been a great, loyal supporter of ours for a couple of years, and we did a lot of Catholic Conference games. Zavarian got a package of six or seven games, so we get to see a lot of those games, and some people know I work at St. John's Prep, so I see a lot of their games. My son's at St. John's, so, you know, the Catholic Conference is near and dear. I mean, we see a lot of those games anyway, and we live in Linfield, so my son knows a lot of the kids on the Linfield team.
We're, we're two public school teachers, so...
Right, but, but I mean...
We love what the Prep does.
But I think it's great that, you know, the publics have... I mean, Burlington and the Prep is going to be a heck of a matchup in the Super 8, and, you know, it's great to spread it out. I mean, everybody's got a theory of what would work better, but every year it's different too, and the Catholics are losing kids to juniors and to the prep schools like the publics do. And
how'd you get into broadcasting, Paul?
I've always, like, when I was in college, I did a little bit of radio, and then as things got older, I got working at, you know, volunteering at Linfield Peabody Cable, and did a lot of cable games, you know, where they do three games a year of each sport, and I did high school football and hockey and basketball and baseball, and, you know, it's just the way it's grown. I mean, everything's going to the internet, and the sooner people realize that, especially advertisers, the better off we'll all be. And it's always a struggle to get people saying, well, how many people are watching? And you say, that's not the whole answer, you know. It can be archived, and people watch it over and over and over.
Yeah, that's a new concept for some of the sponsors and some of the retailers to try to understand.
So, I'm glad to hear that, you know, you get guys like Moynihan Lumber, and, you know, they've been a great supporter of high school sports on the North Shore.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's more like, if we had more time, it's getting the grassroots. It's getting two or three, an insurance company, a restaurant, and a barbershop in a local town and saying, can you do four games, you know, and split it with three other merchants, and then it would all work. But it's
now, do you do the games? You also do in regular season, don't you, at My Hockey Live? You do those?
Yeah, no, in the regular season, that's what I'm talking about, when those
go
to a school and try to make a...
Not just tournament.
You know, that's how it's going to start and get moving on. Yeah. But the regular season, we do it all on My Hockey Live. And it's a subscription-based, you know, it has to be, but it's reasonable. And the deal that the NFHS has for the postseason is actually a great deal. It's $15 for every game we do, every Super 8 game, and all those games that Sunday. So it's $15 for the whole month of March. So that's a great deal. And hopefully we're going to be here next week for the semifinals of D1 North and D2 North. And then a week from Monday, the 14th, is the D1 North and D2 North finals. Either here or at Lowell, I'm not sure.
Well, I certainly hope we're here as well. We got a couple of teams still hanging on with our membership, a couple of Northeastern Conference teams. So we're.
Were you guys at the Marblehead game the other night? The Marblehead Haverhill game?
No, we did the Gloucester game, but we were watching it. Well, we were watching the tweets.
Get a subscription to the NFHS and watch the archive of that game, because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, six rounds of
the they were down by two goals with 5 minutes to go. And
we've done a lot of Marblehead games this year. They're a remarkable team. And finally, Paul McNamara of My Hockey Live. You saw an incredible first game, and this one is still in doubt.
Yeah, well, this is the first time I've seen either one of these teams all year. And, you know, obviously Gloucester's out there with they're playing 10 kids the whole game. And Tewksbury, I think they've had...
they've had four lines out there at times.
It seems they've had 50 or 60 guys on the ice. I mean,
yep, that's right.
Like Mike said in the middle of it, they've got... it's a triple deck of their bench.
They've got 22 kids dressed, and they may play all of them.
Yeah, and that... You know, that going back to the Catholic Conference and publics, that's really the difference season long, is the depth.
Yeah.
Because the Catholic Conference could skate four lines, and Tewksbury's doing it tonight. And, you know, I hope Gloucester hangs on. It's a great game. You know, they get the next goal, you know, we might get it overtime. If Tewksbury scores early, you know, they may just wear them down.
I saw the Prep JV baseball team play Gloucester JV one time at Stage 4 Park in Gloucester.
Yeah.
and I thought it was a college team there. There wasn't a kid on the prep who was under like 6'9". I mean, it was the JV baseball team.
Yeah, we got a special dining hall for that.
My God. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot. I wish you well. We'll catch you again.
My pleasure. Tim, thank you. It's great what you guys are doing for high school hockey. Keep it up.
You too, Paul. Thank you very much. Paul McNamara of My Hockey Live. And great talking with Paul. They do their website is fabulous. For hockey, it's incredible. They have videos. They have statistics. I mean, I go to the site all the time and gather stuff from that from My Hockey Live. Terrific website and good people. So after two, it is 3-1. The Goldsmith Gloucester, Derek Hopkins at 7:30 of the first. Eddie Mahoney, a power play effort at 10:10 of the first, followed by the Tewksbury Gold, Dominic Ranieri at 12:36. And then Christopher Noyes added a goal at 4:52, and that's where we stand, 3-1 Gloucester as both teams return to the ice. Well, this promises to be a nail-biting 15 minutes for both schools. And looks like we've got a few more people out there on the other side, which is the Gloucester side.
Are both local guys, North Shore, Linfield.
What's that?
North Shore guys, Paul and his son.
Oh, okay, Linfield, good. Well, I'll tell you, and John Gardner, the Linfield coach, Linfield lost the other night. I thought they were going to go a little bit further, but great school, great coaches, and we enjoyed covering Linfield this year. Linfield, home rink with Peabody as well. And that brings us to Mark Leonard. Their season ended a little bit too quickly, I think, for our Northeast Conference fans. But we'll be talking to Mark Leonard in the upcoming weeks on North Shore Sports Night, although hopefully we'll be back here on Monday or somewhere broadcasting a game. 3-1 as we get ready to start the third period. And Coach, as Paul pointed out, Tewksbury has been rolling out four lines and three sets of defensemen, and we got 10. Look at that.
Have you ever seen a team bench with two rows of players?
They don't even fit into the bench.
And there are six on the ice, and they got two rows of players in front of us.
They got 22 players dressed, and I think they've all played. So we'll see if it takes its toll on the Fishermen in the third. Play is on, and it's in the Gloucester end. Alex Enos looking to get it out of the end. Backhands it off the boards. Big check, though, as Robbie Horn is dumped. Oh, no, it was Eddie Mahoney was dumped by Brett Morris to keep it in the Gloucester end. Mahoney, a check at Lyons, a bad pass to Enos. Gets it over and stolen by Brett Morris in the Gloucester zone. So Gloucester running around ragged again, as they did in the first period. Here comes Lyons out of the zone, being bothered by Colarusso. Gets it into the Tewksbury end. And Christopher Noyes is crunched along the boards in the Tewksbury end, kept in at the left point by Chalmers, fires it wide. Going to come out of the zone, and Costanzo hacks at it. Chalmers has it, slides it over right wing side, Enos in his own end. Off the stick of Robbie Horn. Horn with some speed, but taken away by Stephen Hamill in his own end for Tewksbury. Gets it right back, headmans the puck. Oh, just a little bit too far. And it's misplayed by Poliski. A little bit too far for Ranieri. Would have had a breakaway. And Poliski almost misplayed it.
No, but did you see what happened? That puck, as it was coming to him, it was going at a rate. And all of a sudden, it hit a dead spot of ice. And it slowed down almost to a stop. And Noah had to lunge for it and cover it up.
That would be the reason he almost misplayed it.
There's some stickiness on this ice. It's not a good service right now.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, Coach. I did not see that. All right, it's in the Gloucester zone. Fired from the right point. Save Poliski. Stick save along the ice. Flynn had teed it up. And Gloucester trying to come up and get it out. They do, finally. And across the line is Harris. Loses it on the dribble. Slides in on goaltender Raymond.
And finally a penalty on Tewksbury for a hit. Oh, it took them long enough to find one that they wanted to call it on.
Didn't see it. Where was it?
It was in the Gloucester zone. The penalty is on number 10, Jonathan Verrill. Again, away from the play, the puck had come up ice, and again, unceremoniously dumped on the ice. Was one of the fishermen, didn't catch who it was. But now the Gloucester scored on their only other power play, so we'll see what happens on this one.
Penalty is at 1:33 on Verrill. Tripping, I guess. And Gloucester does have the man advantage. Weaving his way, leading the attack, Costanzo. He gets hit and sends it behind the cage, comes around to the left point to Chalmers. Calmly gets it over to center point to Enos. Slides in the left wing circle, over to the right side. Liam Lyons can't quite collect it from Mahoney. Pass was a little too hot, goes into the left wing corner, and it's cleared back to the line. In the left wing side, Lyons dribbling with it, loses it. Chalmers is going to close, dumps it down to Costanzo, or check it to Mahoney. Back to Chalmers. Gets it over to Enos. Enos slides it through, deflected, it goes just wide. Chalmers, check it, yeah, it was Mahoney, deflected it, and it's cleared out of the zone by Tewksbury. And getting back into the play, knocking the Tewksbury player off the puck was Enos, and it was, trying to see who it was for, it was Reparo, who almost had the breakaway for Tewksbury. Plays at center, 22 seconds left and a man advantage. Much better penalty killing by Tewksbury. Robbie Horn off the boards. Costanzo going to get ahead of Fowler, who's going to try to line him up. Can't. Back to Horn. Back to Costanzo behind the net. Bounces to the rear of the cage, off the cage, and Fowler plants Costanzo. Back to the left point. Mondello in there now. And he's fighting to keep it in. Just able to get it to Costanzo. He's got a man there. Hopkins was in alone in the on the doorstep, and it hopped over his stick. Right wing feed, penalty over. Ranieri across the line, stolen by the fisherman. And they will bring it right back with a one-on-three. And it's Christopher Noyes with it. He's blocked. Goes around the boards, collected by Ryan Morris. Bounces it to Hamill. Loses it out in front. Shot goes wide by Noyes. Oh, my. And this will be iced. Oh, no. It deflects off a Gloucester player at center. And it'll come over to Sam Poliski. Looking to make a play at center. Can't. Taken by Brett Morris. He'll retreat behind his own net. So penalty is over. We played almost 4 minutes in the third. Gloucester leading by two. Tewksbury just rolling out player after player. Mahoney bounces it off the boards. Gloucester changes up. So Mahoney is a one-on-three at the moment. And it's taken by Brett Morris. Stolen by Lucas Harris. He's hit into the boards by Morris as he loses the puck. And that enables Reparo to come up with it. Stick handling at center. He gets it over on the left wing side to Colarusso. Taken away by Lucas Harris. He's been out there quite a while. Gets it over to John Mondello on defense. Fires it off the boards. Kept in, though, by Sheehan. Gets it over to Gorman, and he's checked off the play. Puck comes out to center. Gorman was cruising down the slot. Cleared into the zone by Ryan Sheehan. He's the only junior on that first line. Goes down low. Reparo fighting for it. And score! Bad angle shot. Goes in. And it's 3-2.
That was thrown out from me along the side of the net. Out in front of Poliski, and I don't know if there was a tip, but it went in, got in between his pads, and as he moved his legs, the puck went into the back of the net. Again, you know, that's one that saps the energy out of you. You're doing a good job trying to keep the puck out, keep Tewksbury at bay, and then kind of a freakish goal takes place, and sometimes that can open the door. You're hoping not for the fishermen. They've got to respond positively to this Tewksbury score.
Have to see who got it, Coach. I have no idea. And a penalty coming up on Gloucester. Right off the faceoff. I don't know who got the goal. See if you can get it from this guy when you get a chance, Coach. Penalty, wait a minute, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, no penalty. Just a high stick. Faceoff. In the Gloucester zone, Tewksbury, as I said a little while ago, they're feeling it. Leading, they're down now by one goal, 3-2. Pass too far ahead for Horn, and it'll be offside, picked up by Fowler. He's across the line. He sends it into an empty right wing corner, goes behind the cage. Alex Enos over to Chalmers, too far ahead. Right point, Ryan Flynn. Centering pass, look out here, rebound, another shot. And Poliski is able to stuff it. Flynn with two shots on the doorstep. And the referee is pointing a finger at one of the Gloucester players. Oh my, Ryan Flynn with two chances to score. And Poliski stoned him. 3-2 is the score, with Tewksbury scoring at 4:34. Did you get who it was?
No. To get a scorer on there, who'd they give it to? They gave it to Varell.
Number 10?
Number 10.
I didn't even think he was on the ice. All right, so Varell gets it. And play resumes with 9:40 left to go. Jonathan Varell. brings Tewksbury back within one. Play is at center. Eric Chalmers. Again, Tewksbury with 22 players dressed, and I think they're playing almost all of them. Gloucester rolling out mainly two lines. Third line hasn't seen any action in quite a while. Back checking is Liam Lyons. He steals the puck, knocks down a Tewksbury player who had lined him up. And the Redmen bring it right back. Fowler across the line from long range. Stick save. Or actually, it's a blocker save by Poliski. Goes into the right wing corner. Tewksbury stepping up the game now. They've got a second gear that they're using. Gloucester trying to get it out of the zone.
Oh, another weak lost pass for
bad
Gloucester.
Pass.
Not going to anybody in particular.
I think a gas, Coach. Fowler.
That's been from the very beginning of the game, Rick.
Fisherman can't get it out. Tewksbury keeping it in. Gloucester gets it out to center ice. Ryan Morris catches it, calms it down. Bad pass for Tewksbury. Picked up by Sal Costanzo, looking to make a play. Costanzo closes to the net, loses it. Blocked by Morris of Tewksbury. And the Redmen bring it right back out.
You know, Gloucester's lost a couple of really good scoring opportunities, Rick, as they've been caught in line changes. They've had a man going to the net, and there's three players changing behind them in mid-ice.
Well, they're gassed. Costanzo could barely get off the ice just now. Harris off the end boards of his own comes right to Morris. Ryan Morris shoots it. He's a junior, and a save by Poliski. But Poliski's just hanging on for Gloucester right now.
I think the thing for Tewksbury now is just keep throwing the puck at the net every opportunity. Look for a rebound and get a quick tip in.
You will see a Gloucester timeout soon, I think.
Remember Dan Olton used to have the kids you call a timeout and have them come over, skate over,
get that,
and lay on their backs and put their legs up to drain the blood out of their legs?
Yeah, the lactose or whatever it was, whatever the hell they call that. Out to center, Ryan Morris, long bouncing puck in on Mahoney, and he has to make the save. As that was Ryan Flynn, not Morris, Ryan Flynn from his side of the red line. Tewksbury changing up yet again. They'll send out the first line, Sheehan, Gorman, and Rapallo.
You know, I think if the Tewksbury coach isn't careful, he's going to end up sending out his other spare goalie as well.
All right, Gloucester wins the faceoff, but they're hemmed in. Mark Gorman centering pass, looking for DePauw. Rapallo comes back to DePauw at the left point. Doesn't get through from long range. Still in the Gloucester end. Centering pass once again, down the slot. Gorman shoots it wide. Ryan Sheehan, it's just, again, the shooting gallery for Tewksbury. Rapallo has it, drops it down low to Gorman. Gorman loses it, gets it back to Rapallo, comes back to the point. Fowler keeps it in. Gorman heading to the slot, and it's taken away by Gloucester. Defense flips it up, looking for a pass to Enos leading the attack. They need him back on defense. Enos steals it. Enos between the... Oh, he's centering pass to Lyons, can't get a stick on him. Goes back to Enos, who's playing up front. Now he'll come back to the point. Chalmers has it, closes circle right, centering pass, doesn't get through. Stolen, look out, Enos shot from long range, hits the post, loose puck, and it's covered up by Christopher Raymond.
Yeah, again, Rick, Gloucester had an offensive opportunity right when a line change was taking place. Enos was in, the only one in the zone. I think there was maybe one other player, but he was off to the side. Three men were changing, and again, they're not able to capitalize with numbers against Tewksbury's defense.
6:51 left to go in the game. 3-2 as Jonathan Verrill scored at 4:34 to cut the lead to 1. Tewksbury coming back. Gloucester keeping it in the zone in the Tewksbury end. Robbie Horn is jousting with Brett Morris. Goes over to Verrill, loses it back to the point. Poliski fires it around the boards. Horn trying to catch up with it. He's going to get crunched for his work. Costanzo can't get it. Comes back out to center ice. Poliski fires it off the glass. Gloucester tags up. Costanzo steals it at the line. He's knocked down on a big check by Brett Morris. And it goes back to the defense. Enos calmly off the glass. Again, there's that elbow up high. Punch in the face, and they get away with it. My, my. From long range, Ryan Morris saved by Poliski along the ice. Back out to center. I can't believe these punches that players are getting away with. All right, kept in at the right point. Ranieri trying to make a play. Blind pass goes to a Gloucester player. This will be icing. 5:50 left to go. And right now, Gloucester is back on its heels. Tewksbury really ramping up the pressure.
Well, I got a buddy of mine who's calling for Enos to score the the goal that'll put give Gloucester a bit more breathing room.
5:50 left to go. Right down the slot. Here comes the stuff on the left doorstep by Hamill. Saved by Poliski. Gets it back. Back to the point. Fowler for Tewksbury. Over to the right point. Looks like a power play. Through a screen. Knocked down. Morris with the shot. I don't know where the puck is. Poliski has it. Man.
He has been used tonight, Rick. And again, another smart play on his part. Grabbing the puck, getting a stoppage, getting some breathing time for his teammates.
You remember Eric Schlichty during the run that Gloucester had to the championship? How he had the same posture, or Poliski has that same posture. Just relaxed and looking around when the puck's not in play. He's been a cat with the puck in play. Well, we're down to 5.5 minutes left to go. A very tenuous one-goal lead for the Gloucester Fishermen. And Tewksbury cannot keep it in after the faceoff.
You know, Gloucester's done a good job on many occasions tonight, Rick, of forechecking, of getting a stick on a pass as it's being made, of coming up from behind and backchecking and taking the puck away. They've really got to continue that. It's almost like you want to extend the defense a little bit, challenge these guys from Tewksbury a little bit quicker, make them get rid of the puck. Don't let them line something up and give themselves an opportunity to get a lot of bodies in front of the net where you can sneak one past Poliski.
Winner of this game plays Lincoln Sudbury on Monday night, I believe it is. Lincoln Sudbury winning in overtime at the 57-second mark, beating North Reading 5-4. Icing is waved off as Tewksbury clears it to the Gloucester end. Poliski, blind pass, bad pass, kept in the right side by Raparo around the boards. Comes over to Fowler. Gloucester not able to get it out of the zone very crisply at all tonight. Costanzo loses it into the right wing corner. Poliski very slowly to the puck. He's beaten to the puck by Sheehan. And getting some help is Gorman. He has it. Centering pass. Fowler in the slot. Shoots. He shot it wide. 25 feet out. Set up beautifully. Another shot from the right point. Poliski makes the save. Puck is behind the cage. Fighting for the puck is Gorman. And it's, I think I might have said something bad there. It's in the net.
Whistle had blown.
No goal.
Put in the net, but the whistle had blown. The referee had lost sight of it.
No goal.
You know, they're continually going after, just pressing bodies on Poliski. You know, and they're totally disregarding the whistle. They can hear it because the referee is right next to them blowing the whistle, and they're still going after the puck. And Poliski's not happy about it again. This is the second time that this has happened. They've piled on top of him when the whistle is blown, trying to knock that puck loose.
4:33 left to go. Tewksbury just putting wave after wave of player onto the ice, creating that offensive pressure. 3-2, Gloucester leading. Tewksbury wins the faceoff, comes back out to Morris. Can't get it through. Gloucester will get it out of the zone. Liam Lyons leading the attack. Shoots, save, rebound, cleared aside. Save was right into the pads. Intercepted at the line by Chalmers. Fires it wide. Goes up over the cage. And we'll have a face-off outside the zone. Oh, penalty coming up on somebody here. Or is that a stick up high?
And it, you know, they take all this pressure. Then they bust out. And they get a good scoring opportunity of their own. Just can't get enough bodies up the other end of the ice fast enough to give themselves some numbers.
No penalty. Face-off to the right of Raymond in the Tewksbury end. Tewksbury wins the face-off, and Raparo gets it out of the zone, and he's checked. We got a penalty on Gloucester. Are you kidding me? He checked. Oh, my. Ugh. Oh, well. They're calling it holding. Well, I don't get that one at all, brother. Holding
wow.
Gloucester.
Wow. You know, 4:11 left in the game. Both teams are going at a hammer and tongue. And you're going to make a chippy little call like that? That's, you know, come on.
I don't know who went into the penalty box, but it's on Gloucester. Penalty is at 10:39. Right in the slot, shot on the faceoff by Gorman goes wide. I think they said the penalty was on Morris. Lyons, first man down, penalty killing. He's hit with his head into the boards. gets up very slowly. Fowler checked him in the boards from behind. Tewksbury across the line, shot from long range. Rapallo saved by Poliski. Back out to the right point. Fowler slides it through. Oh, it's deflected and a save by Poliski. Morris in the penalty box, right down the slot. Saved by Poliski off of Brett Morris.
Oh, that's three straight shots. Poliski standing there stoic, taking the shot full on, making the save.
Well, I think it's Jared Morris in the penalty box for the hold at 10:49.
No, it looks like Mahoney, Rick, 23. For Gloucester.
He's in the penalty box, Mahoney?
What down in front of us.
What?
He's down in front of us.
Penalty box.
Oh, penalty box, Rich. Yeah, he's... It's
okay.
Mahoney.
Okay. I'm very confused. Mahoney. All right, so play resumes. 37 seconds left in the man advantage. Gloucester clears it into the Tewksbury M. Tewksbury down by a goal, but they are just hammering away at the Gloucester goal. Right wing pass over to Sheehan. He's hit by Chalmers. Gets some help. Morris comes over to help out for the Tewksbury side of things. And Rapallo has it. Drops it back to the point. Fowler gets it on the left point. Through a screen. Block. Cleared. Nice defensive play by Sal Costanzo.
Yeah, he did it. He blocked it with his skates and managed to corral it. And then just simply backhanded it down the length of the ice. Penalty's over.
Boy, you can tell Lions.
All right,
Lions is trying
to.
Are you kidding me? They're throwing punches and getting away with it.
Two men and an elbow up into the face and no call.
And Lions is tentative hit down the other way. Shot as it's wide by Ranieri. Lions is very tentative. He has been clobbered and not all that legally, I would say. Lions has to go off the ice. He's hurt. Ina's fighting for the puck at center ice. 2:12 left to go in the game. Ryan Morris with it. Tewksbury continues to throw their weight around, and Gloucester is gassed.
Now, you know, there's one thing to throw your weight around, another thing to throw elbows and fists in people.
Centering pass, look out here, into the right circle.
Another good defensive play by Gloucester, gives them a breakout.
But they're so slow out of the zone, they're so tired. Stolen at the line, 2-on-1 for Tewksbury. Centering pass, Horn comes back, look out, stolen at the line, blocked. Ranieri can't get it through, gets it back, drops it back to the point, left side. Ryan Morris back to Ranieri. Closing. Shoots. Saved by Poliski. 1:34 left to go in the game. Morris keeps it in. Ryan Morris shoots it to the net. It goes behind the cage. Going to come around the right side. Gloucester can't. They're skating in sand right now. This will be icing. No, it got off a Tewksbury player. A minute and 21 seconds left to play.
That's a big call for Gloucester, Rick.
Fishermen have got to dig deep. They are gassed, coach. At the line, Gorman across the line for Tewksbury, closing in the circle, shoots through a screen. What a save by Poliski!
Through the legs of the Gloucester defender, he held his position, came straight into his stomach. Again, if Gloucester wins this game, you better be picking up Poliski and carrying him off the ice, no matter how little energy you got left, because you owe that young man big time. Timeout on the ice.
Tewksbury takes the timeout. Let's see if Gloucester will back it up. They are really gassed right now, all of them.
Well, 108, and as they skate to the bench, they're trying to get the Gloucester student body all riled up, and he's got a big cheer from them.
Well, if Gloucester can get the rest and get it out of their zone with the speed that they've had all season long, they'll be okay. But you saw in that last rush, Coach, they couldn't move, and I think they needed a line change, but they've only been using two lines. Whereas Tewksbury's been using, I don't know, legions.
Yeah, he can just keep bringing a match. And, you know, I mean, he's got four solid lines, Rick. I mean, that's what you don't see in a lot of public high schools unless you have really big high schools the size of Tewksbury and a Brockton, you know, and some of the others. But, you know, Gloucester's got 900 kids total. So you got a student body of 400.
They had that many? I didn't think they had that many.
Well, we're near 900, so you're talking about a student body of probably 450 kids, and you've got basketball and track and other athletes. So the pool is definitely, you know, a whole lot smaller for Coach Lyons to put the team together, and he's got to stick with his best players at this point. The guys that have really got him here have got to really suck it up big time and dig deep and find that last ounce of energy for this last minute and eight. And make the play, make the steal, make the breakout.
Well, let's see if they can hang on for a minute. The Tewksbury net is empty. Alex Enos with it behind his cage. He's the man on offense for Gloucester. Squeezes it out of the zone. It's not going to make the Tewksbury line. 1 minute left to go. Again, it's 6-on-5. The Tewksbury net is empty. Chalmers calmly over to Alex Enos. Enos kicks an opening. He flips it. Doesn't get it out. Gets it out of the zone. Costanzo keeps it. Empty net goal. Costanzo from Enos.
Costanzo gets it. It wasn't Enos, but it was from Enos. It was a little chip shot into the zone. He knocked it down, turned around, and hit a lazy shot down the ice that found the middle of the goal. And Gloucester's up 4-2 with 46.9 seconds left. Oh, what a moment. Talk about responding to the challenge, Rick. They had trouble getting it out of the zone, and they made it count when they had to.
I don't know where they get it, but they got it. Enos, very calmly, Enos in his own zone, flipped it up ahead, got it to the Tewksbury line, and Costanzo just kind of nudged it forward, and it just kind of found some legs and went into the Tewksbury goal. Gloucester leads by 2 with 40 seconds left to go. I don't know how they did it, but they are doing it. Breakout for Tewksbury. Look out here. Bang! Crunch. Gorman goes down. Hit by Lyons.
Lyons just returned to hit, Rick.
And there's a bump long after the whistle.
Well, that's been happening all night long, as we've seen. Okay, but the Gloucester kids ignored all of that. Okay, they answered the challenge. They had, you know, basically two less lines. They made the most of their opportunities. They took the hits, and they won the game.
Empty net again. 30 seconds left to go. 30.4. Face off outside the Gloucester zone. Tewksbury wins it. And now we finally get a penalty. Oh, is this on Gloucester again? No.
How about just sending him home? I mean, really?
Oh, they're calling a high stick. How about that?
You know, totally unnecessary at this point in the game. Yeah, you're frustrated, but you have to maintain composure. That does nothing for your team. Now you're down 2 goals. You're down a man. You're still going to play with no goalie. Now he's coming back out on the ice.
All right, it's double minor. Two penalties on Tewksbury. Two penalties, or double minor, I should say, on Tewksbury. Academic with only 27.7 seconds left. Penalty, I believe it's to Raparo. Yeah, Raparo is in the penalty box. And Gloucester will take the timeout.
Well, you know,
unbelievable, coach.
You know, they're not taking the loss. Well, as an athlete, you should take a loss. Well, but again, you know, you win with class, you lose with class, and that's not being demonstrated right now. And it's one of the things that the MIAA demands of their student athletes is that you act with decorum.
Well, Tewksbury is frustrated to say the least. They take one of the penalties off.
Oh.
It's just a minute and a half. Frustrated to say the least. They've dominated the game and they're down by 2.
Well, you can't deny, if you're watching this game, you think, how did they score in double figures? Well, they missed it on a lot, number one, on a lot of their shots. They were over anxious. Okay, yeah, and for Gloucester, it's big number 31, Noah Poliski, okay, who stood tall when those shots came at the net, you know, and won the second goal. Literally trickled in between his legs, and I think he actually knocked into the net. So it wasn't an outstanding shot. It was one that was thrown in front of him that got misplayed in front and managed to get between his legs.
27.7, Gloucester wins the faceoff. They have a power play, and it's teed up by Lyons. Is back at the right point. Played another tremendous game for Gloucester. Fisherman clear it back in. Nope, they have it at center, and it goes back to the Gloucester line. Enos slaps it toward the Tewksbury end. 12 seconds left to go.
10 and counting.
And puck is in on Poliski. 5 seconds. 4. Tewksbury backing off the puck. Unbelievable. Noah Poliski and the Gloucester Fishermen have stolen one from Tewksbury.
No, I'm not going to say stolen, Rick. Okay, Poliski stood tall. The defense played well enough. They took the shots. They took the heat. They took the hits. They earned this victory, Rick. This wasn't a fluke. Maybe it was
a fluke.
With the size domination, the numbers domination. But the heart wasn't dominated by anybody tonight. Gloucester had the bigger heart. They made the bigger plays. They scored more goals in the end. Gloucester, you can say, in some ways, was the better team tonight, because when the puck was needed to be put in the net, they did that.
You know Scott Duffany?
Pardon?
Do you know Scott Duffany?
Yeah,
You sounded just like Scott then. That's a compliment.
In this case, I will take that.
There you go.
Because he is one intense individual.
There you go.
And I'm telling you, that's what that was. That was all heart.
And that's my all Gloucester analyst here. And, disclaimer, Gloucester, Tim teaches at Gloucester High School, but he's right. A gutsy, gutsy win by Gloucester. They were pummeled. They took it. They took every punch. They stood tall. They hit cleanly. Came back with some big checks. They got punished, and they still won the game. But Noah Poliski certainly stood so tall in the net. He was outstanding tonight. And we'll take a break, and then we'll recap this.
These young men are going to go home, go to sleep, and maybe wake up in time for school on Monday.
Yeah, really. All of these kids. What a game. We'll be right back.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, maybe I shouldn't have said they stole one, but this was an improbable one considering the territorial advantage, but Gloucester comes away with a 4-2 win. Recapping the scoring, it was Hopkins back in the first period for Gloucester at 7:30, and that put Gloucester out on front by a score of 1-0. The freshman Derek Hopkins with the assist from Christopher Noyes. And then at 10:10 on a power play, Eddie Mahoney set up nicely by Sal Costanzo. Mahoney put it home. And Gloucester led at that point 2-0 before Tewksbury got on the board. Goal by Dominic Ranieri, who did a great job himself, set up by Mark Gorman. That came at 4:52, and after two periods, it was 2-1. And then in the third period, Tewksbury closed the gap at 4:34 on a Jonathan Varell score, and that made it 3-2 at that point. But then Eddie Mahoney at 10:49. At 10:49, Mahoney scored. No, I'm sorry, he was in the penalty box. Excuse me, that's 3-2. It was Costanzo with the empty netter at 14:13. So Costanzo, set up by Alex Enos, who very calmly in his own zone flipped the puck up way high, got it to Costanzo, who just kind of nudged the puck from the blue line in, and it sort of took its time going into the net, but did. And that was the final goal of the night. But a superb effort by the Gloucester Fishermen. They didn't panic. They were pummeled. They were muscled around. And still we're able to take this game. Noah Poliski, if you're doing three stars, he's got to be number one.
I give him all three. Mm-hmm. The numerous saves that he made in the present situation, he stood tall. He didn't panic when the pressure was on. He made the plays. I mean, you wonder how he made some of them. Tewksbury, as I said before, they missed a lot of shots. They were anxious to score. They were anxious to really hit it as hard as they could. And they just, they missed the net.
And
how many shots did they miss the net with? Those don't count. Okay? And again, Gloucester intercepted a lot. They back-checked. They forechecked enough to keep Tewksbury off balance. And then they took an opportunity when they had to break out. Unfortunately, they didn't break out with sustained attacks throughout the entire game, but when they had the opportunity, the name of the game, score the goals.
Gloucester gets its four goals. It's averaging exactly four goals per game. They get it tonight. They win 4-2, and they've been giving up two goals a game. Right on schedule.
They're on cue.
Right on schedule. So Gloucester will play Lincoln Sudbury next, and they're big and they're strong. Lincoln Sudbury beating North Reading earlier tonight in overtime 5-4. That game, I believe, is a Monday game. I'm not sure where it is, so we'll...
That's probably TBA.
We'll keep it...
As they get all the results coming in over tonight and tomorrow.
All right, Coach, final thoughts.
Wow.
Yeah,
we saw this. We saw the last two-thirds of the first game, and that was exciting. And we got more than we bargained for with Gloss and Tewksbury. Congratulations to the teams on both their regular seasons. And for when you get to the tournament, somebody moves on and somebody goes home. For Gloucester, it's look forward to next week.
Tewksbury now is 14-6-2 overall. They've scored 75 and allowed 33. Meanwhile, Gloucester improves to 14-5-3. They've scored 88 and allowed 50. So we'll hopefully see you Monday night. All right, that'll do it for Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and, of course, for Bill Newell, who's over in Woburn tweeting out there. We'll have more information coming up for you later on this evening from the website. Final score from Chelmsford Forum, Gloucester 4 and Tewksbury 2.
This is MSO Radio at msonewsports.com.